Hello, Fariba, and welcome to our Heart Friend interview. I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you. And I'm happy to be interviewed. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm calling you from California. And where are you calling me from?
Australia. Melbourne.
How wonderful. Well, I'd love to hear a little bit about your life, so I'll put myself on mute, and I'll be happy to listen.
As a child born in the Muslim family in Iran, and I grew up with the Islam's rule, and my parents, they were religious, especially my mom. And I was a teenager when the religious revolutions happened in Iran. So the people at the start of the revolution, they were very religious. They just following the old Sharia rule. And for me, they become more fanatic about the religion. And I was a teenager at that time. And my personality and my path, spiritual pathway, is just shaping at that time. And it was the time of the war between Iran and Iraq. So we see every day that people, they were killed or they bombard our city when I was in high school. So that sort of the situation in Iran made my teenager time. So I didn't have like this generation, so go to the concert music or have fun at that time. I just become very, very quick mature in, I can say it, in every aspect.
So you had to grow up pretty quickly in that war-torn area.
Yes, very quickly. And the life, it shows me how hard the life should be when it's war in the country, just the revolution is happened, many people they kill, and you can see it. So these sort of things that the new generation, they can see it really in the country, you know, for example, in Western country. But anyway, when I graduated from high school, I went to the university, and at that time, the war was finished between Iran and Iraq, and it was a good time because the economy started to grow, people, they started to love each other, and so anyway, and we started to have hope for our future, to make our future. I just wanted to make it short in that time. So after I graduated from university, from nursing, I was an anesthetic nurse. So I started working, and after that I got married, and I have two beautiful daughters. And I started again, go to the uni and have my double degree in education at that time. So after 30, I just feel something empty in my life. I'm just thinking, I just pray every day, but I didn't get many benefits of it. I mean, spiritual growing of it. So I wasn't happy with myself, with my prayer. And also the God that I have in my imagination was the God that punish you if you're doing something wrong or if you don't have your prayer. As you know, Muslims people, they have 5 times prayer per day, or if you don't have fasting, or if you're doing something, God just get angry on you. And something in my bottom of my heart wasn't happy with this situation. And I just started to think about my spirituality after 30 years. So the things that is changed my life, I mean, my aspect of, because I was looking for everywhere. Imagine you are in the Muslims country and the government is very fanatic. And people is like that, and you don't have access to the other sources. So what happened? Once I went to the library in Iran, and I just started to study book, psychologic book about the kids, how to raise the kids, because I wanted to my kids just raising very well. So I started to study book about the psychologies. And a book, I was looking for the psychologist book, but a book catch my eyes, and I don't know, someone put this book in the wrong shelf. So the book was How to Make a Miracle in Your Life of the John Van Dyer. So this book really changed my life because this book was translated in Farsi. So I started to study this book, and I love it so much. And I started to have other books of this author, John Van Dyer. So I study all the 13 books. The all 13 books that so far was translated in Farsi. After that, when it changed my aspect about the life, and I heard I am that I am in that book, and how God is beautiful, how God is love us. And it changed my aspect about the God. And something's inside of me say, oh, God is beautiful, even though you don't pray, even though you are not fasting, or you are not, for example, if you don't wear hijab or something like that, it has to be something very, very deep in you. So I started to have connection with the nature, love, plants, birds, and I started to look at everyone as I love them and I wanted to help them. So every time I heard people, they are confused in their life, I just buy this book and I gave it to them as a gift. And I say, okay, this book has changed my life. I wanted to, you read it, and it might be help you as well. So anyway, after 5 years, we moved to Australia. We decided to move to Australia from Iran, even though we have a good life over there. Me and my husband, both of us have a good position over there, have a good life. But we're just thinking about our girls' future. We're just thinking, okay, our girls has to be grow up in the country that is free, whatever they wanted to be, and have a more opportunity for their life. So we moved to Australia, and Australia was the beautiful country, and I loved Australia so much. I love the people here so much. They were very kind. I mean, the people, it was on our way. When we moved here, at least these people, they were very nice and very kind, and they offering us all their love. Even though it wasn't, how can I say it, it wasn't really finance support. It just was love and relationship. That's all, the friendship. So anyway, the first 2 years in Australia was very, very hard time for me and my family, especially for me and my husband, because English was a second language for us. And the other things, we need to start from scratch to finding the job and to support, because we came here as a skill visa, so the government doesn't support us in nothing. So we have to work for our life and find a job and, you know, to have a house and what the other requirement for life. So the first 2 years was very hard for us, but after 2 years, everything is just getting more smooth. So after 4 years to move to Australia, I heard someone in Iran has a specific spirituality things. This is something new. They say it's very new and is a real Islam. So I went to a teacher was here that teaching these things. And the person in Iran was, her name is was Mr. Tahiri. He's in jail now. But he's just established a beautiful, beautiful things in a spirituality. So when I say that, because I get know the heart center and everything from Ascended Master is very aligned with his teaching. So he gave us, for example, he told us when you pray here, is attract all the negative forces to you when you start the prayer. So you have to have a protection for that. And he gave us a special link that you can announce it for yourself. Some of the links you can announce it for yourself, and some of the links that is very good for the society, you can announce it for everyone. So this is build out our spiritual things, and I found out how protection is very important when you pray, and how is important to that you love God from your bottom of your heart, and God loves you. God's our lovers more than us that we love God. And how we can go step by step in the spiritual path. So he was lucky that have 10 years freedom to teaching this new spiritual path. So after that, when I finished these courses, it's about 3 level, and the first level was 7 classes, and every classes is subdivided to the many subject. So anyway, after I finished that, I was in touch with my teacher, and my teacher Mahshid sent me an email from other groups, spirituality groups, in Australia and in the world. And one of them was Earthkeeper and Heart Center. One day in January 2013, I opened one of her email and I went to the website of the Heart Center and I listened to one of the Heart stream from the Ascended Master. I didn't know at that time who's the Ascended Masters and who are they, because as I told you, my background was Islam, so I didn't know about this stuff. So what's happened, I listened to the Heart stream and it's just touch my heart, and I'm just thinking, oh wow, that's beautiful things. And I started to listen to the old Heart stream when you put it on your website, and started to register for your conference. Since 2013 till now, I registered for mostly all of the conference, either online, and just once I came on site in Hawaii. So I back to my group, and I say, look, it's a beautiful website, Heart Center. I love it so much. I learn a lot for the spirituality from this website. I introduce it even to my teacher, you know, even though I talk to Mahshid and say, look, this is a beautiful website. If you can just go more and more in this website. And people, they started to draw their attention to the Heart Center. And after I came for the conference in Hawaii, because I love peace. Peace is one of my goals to reach in it. And I always looking for the peace. And the conference was the Ascended Masters Peace and Aloha sponsored. So I just said, okay, this is the place that I have to go. And I asked Peace and Aloha, please help me that I can make it, because I'm a teacher here and the time was not really reliable for me to come, and I have to get 2 weeks off from my work. And the other things was my family, and it was the first time I traveled by myself, so I have to leave behind my husband and my two daughters. So, but I asked Peace and Aloha to make it for me, and you can't believe it, the miracle is happened. Because everything is just make it very smooth for me to organize my trip, and I made it. So when I came to the Hawaii, I'm just thinking, I'm in the other world. It was like a heaven for me. Everything was peace. Everything was beautiful and delightable. And people, oh my God, I can't believe people over there are just thinking they are the angels that are walking on earth. Everybody, because at that time I thought, oh, I'm a new person and I just started this spiritual path. So I'm very low of them. So they are upper than me. So most of them, they are 20 years, 30 years. They are in this path. I'm just started in 2 years. So I'm very low. They are high ranker than me in a spiritual path and they are very in front of me. But when I came to Hawaii, I didn't feel it at all. So everybody, when they talk to me, they just welcome me with their love and their light in their heart. So I just feel very good. I didn't feel that I'm a new over there, I'm a strange. I just feel very peaceful. I love it so much. And on that 5 days or 6 days was, I said, if I really live and have a life, it was that 6 days, because I was so happy. I didn't even think about my family. I just enjoyed every moment of it. So when I came back, I said to my group, because we still have a spiritual group together, and I said, oh my God, this group is a wonderful people I ever met in my life. So I think it's good we look at welcome them to Australia and also to have a keep contact with them. So yeah, and here I am. I'm still keeping touch with Heart Center, with David and Donna, Janet, and other people.
And so, you also had David come to Australia and you put on a conference there.
Yeah, and so then,
and I've seen the pictures, and it looks so fun. It looks just great.
Yeah, when I received the email from David that we want to come to Australia, I said, what? I haven't done a conference. And I just was attended to just one spiritual conference in Hawaii. So I was so surprised. At the same time, I'm just thinking, oh my God. And they say, oh, beloved El Moria decided to, you know, the conference be in Australia. And I say, oh, El Moria. What do you think about me?
How wonderful. I have a question. When you listened to your very first heart stream on the Heart Center website, do you remember the name of the master who gave that one?
It was a summer, what do you call it, summer conference?
At a summer conference?
Yeah, it was a summer conference. I think, I'm not sure, but I remember it was from the Archangel Michael and Buddha.
Very wonderful. Well, from what you said, I can see that you are a devotee of Archangel Michael. You said that you realized that protection was so important when you pray, and it also sounds like you were very protected when you were in your war-torn country. So it sounds That's like right. Archangel Michael's been with you a long time.
Yeah.
And can you tell me the name of the man, the teacher in Iran, the one who was in jail?
Muhammad Ali Tahiri.
Okay.
If you Google it, you can see what's the things. For example, we have a link that we can healing people and healing our body. So we have many, many links. With that specific link, we can connection. And this is, we connected to the agency of the Holy Spirit. That's why we get the help from, for we can healing our software in our brain. So we can healing our, because the mental, but most of the people in our world, mm-hmm. in this time, they are sick of the mental things more yeah. than the physical. Mm-hmm. So most of the, his work was working on our mental to so become more and more pure. And he told us, and the things is come from Jin, and also after we born, he called it not organic virus, is an inorganic, unorganic virus.
An inorganic virus.
That's right.
Thank you. Can you spell, I know Muhammad, can you spell those other names for me? You said it pretty quickly.
Yeah, A-L-I, Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And Tahiri, T-A-H, I think it's E-R-I.
Okay, so capital A-L-I, then capital T-A-H-E-R-I.
That's right.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. And Fariba, I must say, I'm looking at the clock. We have come to the end of our time together. It has passed so quickly.
Yeah.
I certainly enjoyed hearing your story. And I look forward to meeting you in person someday. I don't know if I'll go to Australia. You'll come here to America again.
Have you been I think you were in Hawaii.
I wasn't there the time when you were. However, I think meeting in Hawaii would be a great idea. So let's meet in Hawaii. Okay, it's a deal. Well, thank you so much for visiting with me today and telling your story to our heart friends. And again, we look forward to seeing you in person sometime.
Yeah, same here. I really enjoy talk to you and for this interview. I hope I can help because English is my second language. I don't know how to express my feeling to use the right word, but I love all of the heart friends and ascended masters, and I know that all of them, they're working together to take our hands and step by step when we're going through this spiritual path. And I'm looking forward for David and Boyd coming back next year, 2018, because we got promise from them that they come back in 2015 again here. Hopefully we can see you. Australia is a beautiful country, Kathleen. If you can make it, you're most welcome to come to our house and, you know, be with us. We really love to be hosts, you know, for the Heart Center.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It sounds lovely. I'll tell my husband what our plans. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a lovely weekend.
Lots of love. Okay, bye-bye.